So, Mayor McGregor, tell me, we had this report concerning the unconventional petroleum resources, and just give us a sense about how that resonates in Norman Wells and what kind of significance it has for the community.
It has a huge impact on Norman Wells. We are an oil-producing town. That the conventional field here is in rather steep decline, and this is probably a savior for the whole Satu region, if it's developed. But we don't have an all-year road, and I'm thinking probably without that, it's going to be sometime in the future.
And so there's a couple of interesting points there to jump off on, but I thought maybe we should just first explain to our listeners, what is the, when we're talking about conventional petroleum resources versus the unconventional ones, what are we talking about exactly?
Well, basically, the conventional is a large underground pool of oil that they pump out with pump jacks. The unconventional is locked into a very tight shale rock, and it has to be fracked or hydraulically fractured to release the oil.
Norman Wells was actually founded on energy and resource extraction. It's one of those interesting communities in the north that has that history. When you sort of see this report, does it make you think that there might be another big boom in the future? Or, you know, what's your reading of how this fits into sort of Norman Wells as it's been over the last few years and what's ahead?
Well, with the price of oil right now, it's hard to predict when the oil companies will come back and continue their exploration activity out in the Canal Shale. But they still have an interest in it, and right now we're hearing perhaps 5 years or a bit less, a bit more. But I think it's very critical that we have road access to the Satu region and Norman Wells region for this to happen, and I'm really hoping the government of the Northwest Territories can start the road, at least, you know, as an indication that they want to get in on this oil boom.
And let's talk a little bit about the infrastructure question. What can we tell our listeners about accessing Norman Wells in the summer and spring versus in the winter? Tell us a little bit about what goes into bringing people in and out and things like groceries and materials in and out.
Well, at this time of year, between the winter road, it shuts down the end of March, and the barge season starts about mid-June. So everything is flowing in at this time of year and in the fall. All the groceries, all the supplies, lumber, everything, if you need it badly enough, you have to bring it in by air.
And in the winter, is it an ice road?
We have a winter road for about 3 months, and a lot of our supplies come up then.
And, you know, when we look at sort of where things are now, what is your sense? Do you need to have the road already in order to attract the oil companies? Or is the idea that you have to get the energy companies there in order to justify the expense and the things that go into doing a road project like that?
Well, they are here, or they were here. They pulled back, but they were here exploring, and they very much wanted a road. But it's a huge cost, and the government of the Northwest Territories, they're probably not moving as quickly as most of us would hope they would. I think it's a very big undertaking for a government the size of the Northwest Territories.
And, you know, as a resident of Norman Wells, and when you speak to, you know, your neighbors or people at council, you know, what is Norman Wells without these sort of big energy projects on the horizon? Does it have other things or other ways to create employment and opportunity? Or is Norman Wells quite dependent on these kinds of resource projects happening in the area?
We are very much dependent upon resources. And we are trying to diversify from that, but it's not easy given our small population.
What kind of things does the community look at?
Tourism is a big item. We, as a matter of fact, I'm in negotiations and in talks now with several other people about holding a strategic planning conference to try to decide how we can create some employment if the oil companies aren't back for several years.
And in terms of the oil companies drawing back, was that just a matter of the plunge in oil prices, or have there been other factors that have come into play?
I think it was a lot to do with the plunge in oil prices, but the cost of exploration and production up here is very high compared to, for example, Alberta. And I think that had something to do with it also.
And so we'll certainly need to keep our eye on that. Thank you so much for your time, Aaron McGregor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.